Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Good morning, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and it's good to be with you again. I would like to talk to you this morning about the state of our country, current events, things that are going on. You know, every time you get up and you turn on the news, the mess seems to be getting bigger and bigger. So let's look at a couple of issues here. You know, back in October, we had Bishop E.W. Jackson as our guest speaker at one of our monthly meetings. And Bishop E.W. Jackson hit the nail on the head, I think, when he described part of what the problem is.
Although I'm eternally optimistic about this nation, my heart is also heavy because it seems like every morning you wake up and there's something new. I mean, you know, this morning you wake up and the news is that there's a plan to by fiat legalize 34 million illegal immigrants. And you wonder, how long can we put up with this? How long can we put up with this lawlessness, this sense of one person kind of ruling over us by fiat? I mean, the reality is that we've got people who are leading this country right now who don't understand us at all. They really don't understand the country. In fact, the country that we are, they don't really care about. They want something different. They want, quote unquote, the fundamental transformation of the nation. And they're working very, very hard at it.
I wholeheartedly agree with Bishop Jackson. There is a coalition of people that want to take this country down. They want to destroy the roots, the foundation that it was built on, and they're systematically, step by step, over many, many years now, have been disassembling the structure that we were founded on. They've disassembled the family structure. They've disassembled the religious structure. They've disassembled the educational structure. And they've turned it all into a, let's say, a socialist agenda, whereby they assure the destruction of our country. And you don't have to be a genius to see it or to figure it out. I think another part of the problem is so many people in apathy have isolated themselves from the true problems. They choose not to face up to it. They turn away from it. They don't watch the news. It reveals what's going on out there. They bury their head in the sand. And if you ask them if they know what's going on, no, they don't know because they've chosen not to know. And I think, it's kind of scary, but E.W. Jackson also addressed this in that same talk that we had back in October.
I was on a flight coming back from an engagement, and it just so happened that another pastor sat down beside me. He didn't know I was a pastor. I didn't know he was a pastor, but we sat down and we got to talking. And he said, you know, I was in Israel not too long ago. He said, I had an interesting experience. He said, as we were about to land in Tel Aviv, said, there's a woman sitting across the aisle from me about two seats up. He said, and just as the wheels touched down in Tel Aviv, she put her hands in her head and began to weep out loud and cried, my Israel, my Israel. He said, and you know, tears came to my eyes. He said, because I wondered to myself, do Americans realize how much trouble we are in? And are we weeping for our country and crying out for our country? Because Israel is surrounded on all sides by enemies, and their very existence is under threat. Well, our existence is under threat right now, but not so much by enemies from the outside, but more by enemies from within. People who really don't understand America and don't care to understand it and don't care about our background, don't care about who we are or where we've come from. They want to see this nation change. As I said earlier, they want the fundamental transformation of America. Well, I've been saying all over the Commonwealth of Virginia and all over this country that we don't need the fundamental transformation of America. We need to restore the fundamentals that turn this wild continent into the greatest nation on earth.
And all you can say to that is amen. You know, there has been a fundamental transformation of this nation. And sorry to say, but we Christians and conservatives have allowed it to happen. We've been silent way too long. You know, it's a minority of voices that are very vocal and very present in the media. And the media is, you know, sympathetic to their cause and gives them a lot of airtime. But, you know, we sit home, we're silent about it, and I don't think, as Reverend Jackson says, as Bishop Jackson says, I don't think that our leaders really are aware of the type of country that we truly are, and it's because they don't hear from us. They hear from the vocal minority, and unfortunately, that's caused the transformation in this country. Now, there are some good signs. But there are a lot of bad signs, too. You take, for instance, our educational system, the issue with Common Core. Common Core is just another attempt to indoctrinate our children. It's social engineering. And it's taken many years for our education system to evolve to the point it's at, to where the people pushing Common Core feel like it's the right time to try to get it in there. And unless the opposition stands up and is very vocal and very present, as we in CCTA have been, there's a good chance that you may see many parts of Common Core push through into the education system. There's a lot of material available. There's a lot available on cctaxpayers.com. If you go there and click on issues and public education, our Common Core committee has done a great job of documenting what's going on. Many states have already risen up in opposition and have begun the fight against Common Core, and some have already won that fight. North Carolina is still in the middle of the process. There's an academic review commission that is looking at it now, looking for an alternative to it, but there's big money behind pushing it through. So we have to be very careful, and we have to make sure our voices are heard. So if you're the parent of a school-aged child and you don't know what Common Core is really all about, it's your obligation, your duty to your children to find out, because once the damage is done, you can't undo it, and you need to stop it now. You need to really look at Common Core. But there's a lot of other things going on, too. Look at your college campuses. What have they turned into? While the parents are mainly concerned about getting their kids in a college, the kids are looking for the biggest party college they can find. The school with the biggest reputation for the wildest parties, that's where they want to go. As witnessed by this recent spring break down in Florida. Videos of sex on the beach and actual sexual assaults and just all the drinking, partying, smoking dope and all those things that were going on. That's what's happening to our college kids. And, you know, parents, you're packing them up, giving them money, and sending them off to spring break. Do you really know what's going on down there? I mean, there was an expose done, I think it was by Fox News, of showing just what was going on down there at spring break. Again, it's your responsibility to know what you're sending your kids off to. Maybe you don't care, but I doubt that. I think you just are apathetic. You're not really looking into it, and you really don't understand what has happened to our educational system. Now, that's not to say it's all bad. There are still good teachers out there. There are still good educators, and they are in the fight. But many of them are afraid of speaking up for fear of losing their jobs, and many of them have had those jobs for many years. So they need our support. They need us backing them, us behind them. Actually, they need us leading the way, saying, look, we parents have got your back. If you're here truly for our kids and your primary goal is educating them and not indoctrinating them, then we're with you 100% and we got your back. You need to go to the school board meetings and let the school board know that you're watching and you really are going to stand up and take a stand against Common Core and these other initiatives to indoctrinate our students. Well, let's pause here for just a moment and hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back in just a minute. Well, welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. And, you know, as I was looking through the news, you know, the hottest topic this morning is what's going on in Baltimore with the civil unrest, the riots there. You know, it just blows my mind when you see some of the things that are taking place, like the mayor there saying, let's give them space to destroy stuff. Really? Can you really believe that came out of the mayor's mouth? And it goes back to how we elect people. You know, do we really examine their character? Do we really know what type of person we're voting for when we go into that booth and pull that lever? Sometimes I seriously doubt it. You know, one thing is you got so many candidates out there running for office, and then you got media just blasting you with all kinds of political advertisements until you're just tired of hearing it. And so much of it is false, outright lies. But that's what we've got. And it really takes some effort and some work to go out and do the research on your own to find out the truth about these candidates, what their true values are. If they're incumbents, what is their voting record? Have you really gone and looked up their voting record and seen if they're consistent and voting in a consistent manner, or do they flip-flop back and forth? Are they for it before they're against it? Well, you know, that's up to you to find out. And because we don't do those things, a lot of us, then that's why we have some of the leaders in office today that we have. And it's just, it's deplorable. I'm ashamed to have some of our congressmen and senators be known as U.S. congressmen or senators. It's just embarrassing when they stand in front of a microphone and open their mouths and some of the things that come out. And another thing, watching some video taken during the Baltimore disturbances in the last couple of days, there was a video of a National Guardsman, and she was being interviewed, and she said she was there to do her duty, and she knew what her duty was. That's what she was going to do. Well, do you really know what your duty is? Because you probably took an oath that says your duty was to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. Now, my question is, do you know what the United States Constitution is? Have you studied it? Are you familiar with it? Well, that's your duty. You took an oath to uphold and defend it, so it's your duty to know what it is you're upholding and defending. It's your duty to read the Constitution and to understand the Constitution. It is also your duty to defend this country against a tyrannical government. And that's one you really need to understand and be prepared to keep your oath on. I'm not saying this young lady doesn't know the Constitution, but I am saying there's many out there representing us that took that oath that do not. We know that for a fact because CCTA does a vetting process prior to the elections where we vet each of the candidates that will agree to the process, and we vet them on constitutional principles because we're constitutional conservatives, and those are the type of candidates we're looking for. So all of them are asked the same questions. It's deplorable the number of them that can't answer simple questions about the Constitution of the United States. They don't know our history. They don't know the principles this country was founded on. Yet they have run for office and been elected to go and serve and to defend our rights and our constitutional freedoms. And they don't even understand that government didn't give us those rights, that those rights came from God. So, you know, that's our fault again. You know, we elected them. We put them in there. And it all boils back down to we didn't do the proper vetting ourselves before we went into the booth and voted. So many people are motivated to go and just vote by party. They don't even look at the candidates. They don't care what the candidates have to say. Is there a D or an R behind their name? If there is, that's who I want to vote for. And that's what happens. And it's happened for many, many generations. It's not just something new. But the parties aren't the same as they were several generations ago. And you need to realize that, especially the minorities. The minorities feel like that one party is responsible for all their woes. And they need to do some investigating. And they'd be very surprised to find out that a lot of times they're voting for the very people that are causing their problems, not the people that are solving their problems. You know, it's easy to stand up in a campaign in front of a microphone on TV and say anything you want to say to get elected. It's another thing to actually do that. And there are very few that actually follow through on what they promise you and what they do once you put them in office. Now, there's ways to hold them accountable. And we have a watchdog group through CCTA where we attempt to do that. And oftentimes we're assaulted for the stand we take, and our elected officials aren't happy with some of the things that we stand on. But, you know, if we're mistaken, and sometimes we may be, but if we are, it's mostly due to lack of transparency. If you're kept in the dark about something and you have to make assumptions on the why things are done the way they're done, because there is no transparency, then, yeah, you might make a mistake. But we always give the other side the opportunity to give their view and to state their point and correct us if we're wrong. And if we're wrong, we'll accept the fact that we were wrong, and we'll make corrections to that. But, you know, the other part of that problem is you can have all the transparency in the world. But if in apathy you're sitting home and you don't go and attend, you still don't know what's going on, even if the transparency's there. For instance, this current administration was very transparent and very clear about their plans for a total transformation of America. Did you hear it? Did you stand up and say, not if I can help it? Or did you just let it slide? So you see, transparency won't matter any if you choose not to be involved. And that's part of the problem. You choose not to be involved. You know, we put on these public meetings. We have a fair attendance, but we don't see nearly the number of people that we need to see. Why? Why aren't you interested in affecting change in your local government, your state government, your national government? Why aren't you interested in your children's future? Because that's what you're messing with here. They're going to have to pay the price. They're the ones that are going to have to live with it. And just look at what's going on. When you see these riots, when you see these demonstrations, when you see this civil unrest, look at the images in the street. Just like the mom in Baltimore that saw her kid and snatched him out. Where's your kid? There's a lot of young folks that are being influenced by this and are participating in this. They are the future of this country. How can you sit back and not be involved in the direction the country is going in and the education they're receiving? How can you not take control of the media that they're watching, the things they're listening to in your home that you're paying to bring into the home? How come you're not involved in that? You need to be. Do you even know what your kids are doing when they're shut up in their bedroom and the headphones on their head? Folks, you need to know. You need to be involved, and you need to start doing something about it. You need to be like that mom in Baltimore and take control of the situation. If you don't, you're going to grow to regret it. Well, I'm sure you're probably tired of hearing me rant, so we'll take another short break to hear from our sponsors, and then when we return, I'll let Bishop E.W. Jackson close us out with some final remarks. Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Before we close out the show, once again, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
And our Constitution is under severe attack. Under severe attack. There's no respect for our Constitution and what it stands for. You know, this is the wonderful thing. I know this is the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association. You know, there's a reason for keeping taxes low. It's part of the vision our founding fathers had. You know, one Supreme Court justice said, the power to tax is the power to destroy. Well, the power to tax is also the power to control. And the whole point was you keep government small, you keep government power limited, so that the individual has maximum ability to grow, to flourish, to invest, to innovate, to take risks, to do the things that we do. This country was not built by government. This country was built by individuals and families pioneering and working and innovating and becoming a blessing to themselves and to their families and to their neighbors.
Well, that's the key, folks. If you want to restore this country, you're going to have to restore the principles and the foundations. Every Saturday morning, CCTA does a study of the Constitution. It's on a book called The 5,000-Year Leap. You can Google that, find it online. It's based on the 28 principles of liberty this country was founded on. And rather than have your children sitting in the bedroom on an Xbox or PlayStation or whatever it is they're doing, you might consider enrolling them in the 5,000-Year Leap class. It's held every Saturday at 11:30 a.m. We hold that at Highland Park Christian Church. It's on Park Avenue over in Trent Woods. The class is free. The book, 5,000-Year Leap, $5, so it's a minimal investment. But it takes the 28 Principles of Liberty. Each week we study one principle and discuss that. And when we get to the end, after 28 principles, we start over again. So it's a perpetual class. It's been going on for several years now. It's an invaluable resource, not just for your children, but if you need to know more about the Constitution and the founding of this country, you need to attend that class. And all the materials that we use at CCTA are footnoted, documented. We present historical facts, not opinion. So you can, if you really want to get into it and dig deep, all the links are available for you to just go off and study on your own. We have great discussions. Sometimes there's opposing viewpoints, but we generally meet in the middle and find that if we pay attention to history, the answer's there. And you know, history undoubtedly shows that for almost 200 years of following those principles, this country was successful, we flourished, we grew, we led the world in innovation and accomplishments. We were a great country. Once we veered from those principles, it's a clear path downhill after that. And folks, we've got to stop it. It's not too late, but it's going to take a lot of work and a lot of effort. And the first step is introducing the next generation to those principles. You know, core values, rebuilding the family structure, and spending time with your children and saying, look, things didn't used to be this way. Parents, you are directly responsible for your child's education and what they're learning. It's time you took that responsibility seriously and start making a change in their lives. CCTA would like to help you with resources, so visit cctaxpayers.com. We'd like to have you join us in some of our meetings, and we'd love to meet with you. So cctaxpayers.com. Visit our website for more information. Well, that's all the time we have for today. It's been my pleasure to spend this time with you, and look forward to being with you again next week.